No, it's not the mic. Hello, everyone. It's Tarrant and Training podcast. I'm Kevin Ryan, and my fiance is with me to say hello.
Hello,
You're Celine.
I'm Celine.
Celine, what?
Celine Ryan.
Well done.
Thank
You've
you.
practiced that. Yes, this is a new episode of this podcast. What happens on the podcast?
You ask someone how they want to run their own country or land, or but
yeah,
country.
yeah. Either one's fine. Either, but they both work. Yes, I asked them questions on how they would rule their own nation,
Yes.
island, country,
All
region. Any other
could
words?
be
I should have
possible.
looked up the source.com. This is the banter that all people love when they listen to a podcast. So we need to stretch this out for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, no, the next guest on this, there are two cats playing, I think. What are they doing?
Maybe.
Yeah, they're looking. Okay, yeah. So
Maybe.
this podcast, yes, the
Yes.
next episode, next guest that I have today. Is
Who is it?
it's Marianne Lindbeck.
Yes.
Yes, I've met her. She's
You
lovely.
have, yeah.
Yeah, she's a fellow Lord of the Rings fan.
He is.
She is.
Yes.
And yes, she is also, and I don't know, is this a dig at me because I'm Irish, but she described herself as a potato.
Like
What
specifically
do
in
you get from that? No,
so
I'm curious. What do you get?
specifically in the podcast or in general,
So you know the way I'll
in
say
general.
like Ryan Webb, Paul Longley.
Yeah.
Are comedians,
Yes.
right? I
Yeah.
asked her, so how can I describe you? Because you do, I mean, how do I describe you? And she said, well, I'm a potato. So what do you make of that? If I said I'm a potato, if you wrote that down on a description,
Versatile.
why?
Because you can be crisp, you can be chips, you can be mash, you can be
Go on.
roast potatoes, you can be jacket
You can be
potatoes,
a baby.
you can be a baby
Potato.
potato, a baby
Yeah,
potato,
see?
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can be a sweet potato, you can be a
Sour potato.
that
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah, good.
what she was getting at?
That is exactly what she's getting at. So, if I get these off the top of
That's
my head,
much
because there's
nicer than my
so
initial
many.
thought, which was just bland. Potatoes are
Oh,
bland, but surely she's not
God.
saying
No,
that.
this is very entertaining.
Yeah.
This is an hour and a half.
Sorry.
You apologize to that woman. She is an actress,
Yes.
model,
Yes.
voice actress,
Yes.
theater acting class teacher.
You should. I say you because I don't have the energy to do it.
Yeah.
You should assign potatoes, types of potatoes to each
Oh,
one.
no. That's when I do a Patreon. That's the extra content. It'll
That's
be,
crisps for
yeah,
sure.
no. That's extra content on a
Yes,
Patreon where I charge
yes.
40 euro a month for that. Oh gosh, what are you, basically she's the nine person who does
Yeah,
it. I can
she sounds
produce,
fairly
direct. She
aggressive.
directed her first I think first theater play at Christmas. She fucking
Yes.
writes scripts. She's probably writing better than me. And stage plays and stuff like that. So very multi-talented. Yeah, she is multi-talented, isn't she? No, I'm asking you. Anyway, yeah,
Yes,
so here I'll get to some of her out of context quotes.
please.
I will say for the first one isn't so much out of context. This is just an example of, dare I say, our impeccable comic timing and bonding. And
Oh.
so yeah, I will.
Can we? Oh. I was so sad to tell his kids this, so I took them under my wing, and now they are cooking amazing meals for me and all my guests. You're asking very harsh questions here. I'm not cutting anybody with a knife. Very sneaky umbrella people. I'm good at bossing people around. The money will go back to the homeless eventually. That's why it was such a huge problem when somebody made it seem like I was kicking homeless people. Well, I don't cut a head off people, you
Yeah.
know. That's way too far. But her garden is so nice.
The umbrella people are sneaky.
They are sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're impeccable. I was going to say comic timing. Why am I thinking of that? Back and forth. And do
Yeah,
they
it's
kick your
just
out of?
yeah, completely.
Yeah.
You were in there a lot. You actually weren't.
Was
No,
I? No,
you
I wasn't. Okay. Weird compliment.
didn't.
Yeah, you were present in your own podcast. Cheers. Okay. All right. Let's get to it. You were
Okay,
impressed with that.
I was
Yeah.
impressed by
Yeah.
that. I can't wait to find out about the umbrella people.
Yeah. Intense.
And the children that are cooking all the food.
Oh yes. Well, I'll give you two little other things that you might need to. First of all, She has done a movie scene.
Yeah.
She has done a cameo on a movie scene. Very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know Paul.
Yeah.
Paul's a recurring character in this podcast.
Oh, that Paul, yeah.
Who is he?
He is the financial advisor.
Yes. Very interesting what happens to Paul. So yeah. Okay.
Did you get the children to cook him?
I say no more. That's a little tease. Ooh. So, yes, Tarrington Training Podcast is found on Twitter. It's, oh God, it's Tarrant _ podcast. I mean, it's on Threads and Blue Sky and Instagram, but just look for Kev Ryan Purcell, and that's where you find me. I'm starting to get fan messages from very real,
very
aroused real ladies with a lot of numbers in their last name.
And very enthusiastic.
And very enthusiastic. Yeah. So that's exciting.
Yes.
So, yeah. Mary 674321. Shout out to you. Okay. Enjoy this podcast and next week's another one.
Yes. Goodbye, everybody.
Like a robot.
I don't know how to...
Okay.
I'm good at bossing people around.
In a mean way? Your
no.
voice went lower.
I like the idea of if I had kind of permission, it would be cool. I would love it. I've played a lot of characters that are really mean and bad. I'd be like the evil queen or the old Karen lady and those kind of things. No, I'm a very kind of people-pleasing person, even though I'm trying to kind of show my other sides. That is more this kind of, I would love to say no directly.
Yeah.
And if people are mean to me, I would love to tell them to fuck off, you know? But it's really hard for me because I know that I like when people are nice to me. So I want to be nice to people, even though they're not nice to me, and hope that they would change in a way. And I don't like being yelled at. I think it's from my childhood that the scariest thing was grown-ups being angry and mad at me that I did something wrong. So I have a huge fear of doing things wrong.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
being yelled at and stepping in the salad and just have people be angry with me. It's a huge fear that I have.
Like being a perfectionist kind of in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what? Yeah.
It's kind of nice girl syndrome. If you can say it that way.
I like you've also established early and firmly that there's cursing allowed in this podcast. Because usually it's up to the guest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Well fucking done.
Thank you so fucking much.
Very, very fucking welcome. Every answer is just a curse word. And I don't bleep. Do you have any idea if you were in charge of it? So this is, you're now in charge of a country. We're going to make up a country for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not living in Oslo anymore or anything like that.
Okay.
Have you any idea where you'd want to live or where will we make your island?
What
I can do if it helps is if I share the screen, then there is a map of the world. So that might help.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there
yes.
we go. See? Oh. Right. So you're on there, I think. Are you warm or cold climate sort of person?
I am very, very, what do you call it? Flexible? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very
yeah.
flexible because I stand the cold and I like that better than to be way too sweaty, but I think that could be fun. And to be in maybe Mexico or Chile
on the equator.
Yeah, but it's cool. I think it's I've been there.
All once. Right.
Yeah.
To
so I know
Mexico.
A little bit about it. Yeah.
So would you want to, the Caribbean? So would you go in around there if you see that? Just
yes.
in yeah.
Yeah.
And then put an island there.
Yes.
Fair enough. Do you have an idea what you'd name the island?
Oh, what I've named the island.
You wouldn't go for naming after yourself, no?
No. Or maybe Mary Island.
Mary Island, yeah. You might as well
Mary
go
Mary Island in Mexico.
And in the capital city is Mary City?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like I'm on a roll already.
Yeah, that's fair. And yes, this is why you're the boss. Well, should I call you the boss or what would your official title be? Like what?
I feel like I was born into into royalty somehow.
Right.
Or into this kind of that my parents were the bosses and then they kind of gave me my name from the.
Wait, is this, you're saying fictionally you were born into royalty or you are?
Oh, fictionally. Yeah, okay, I'm not born into royalty. As
you can keep the same parents. You can keep the same parents.
My parents.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. You find out that they were royal.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So you're going with Queen, Baroness, Duke?
Oh, I like Queen. Yeah.
Queen Marianne?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fine. You wouldn't go with Empress, though, no? It's a bit of
I like the word Empress, but at the same time, it's a little bit foreign to me what that means, really.
Isn't that that's so that's just like Empress. Over an empire.
It's nice
right?
though. Yeah.
You wouldn't kingdom of...
If you want me to, you know, it's
No. I just want
kind
to make
of like
sure
you're selling
fulfilling...
the idea to me.
I just want to make sure you're not limiting yourself because Queen is like near the top and in Empress.
Yeah.
I don't think unless you just want to be goddess after that, but that's like right. I don't think there's anywhere higher.
Yeah, but okay, well let's go with Empress then.
Empress Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do people have to call you? So let's say I walk into the room or whatever.
Your Highness.
Your Highness. Yeah. If I say, howdy doody, Mary.
That would be like, no, I don't think so. I would look at them really, really intensely.
Yeah.
Like I do with the kids that I teach. I look at them intensely and then they know that, okay, backtracking.
But if
fictional... I've established this that everybody knows. That if I look at them like that, they have to kind of get their shit together.
Or else.
Yeah. Kind of or else. Yeah.
What would happen if they said, like, they nudged their buddy beside him going, I think she likes me. I think Mary Duty or whatever I called you likes me. Like, are they in trouble? Are you getting the guards after them? Or?
Yeah, I would.
Oh,
yeah.
What would happen?
They would just be taken out for a stroll.
Off a cliff? What do you mean taken out for a stroll? That's firing.
No,
it's not
like, oh, I'm getting my evil laugh here.
What's the evil
laugh? No, I think they would kind of get reprimanded and thrown outside, lose their job or something. I don't think I would throw them into a dungeon or anything. I don't know if I even have a dungeon. Do I have a dungeon?
Do you want a dungeon? You can have a dungeon. We can make several.
A dungeon, yes.
Not in your house.
No. Not in my stone castle. No,
it's a stone castle.
It's a stone castle. I can feel it now.
Yeah, but it has a bit of color to it, is it? It's not like drab stone, just no. You have wooden floors and carpet, right? It's not all stone. Yeah.
Wood floors. Yeah, definitely.
Is it intimidating?
With, like, drapes. No, it's not intimidating. It's not too big, but it's really it's kind of cozy and comfortable, but also a little not menacing. But you know that. You know where you are when
Dracula's
you see
castle.
It and you get in. But it is a kind of an old stone castle. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have a dungeon there?
No, it's kind of in a separate building with a tower.
Oh, so it's more of a tower dungeon thing. The Tower of London sort
of thing.
I kind
of like the vibe of the Middle Ages, you know?
Yeah. Mm. By the way, I'll just throw it out quick, just so you're aware. You don't have to be evil. You can be as nice as you want.
But in this hypothetical scenario where I'm the empress of an island that is kind of my name, then you have to have some authority. You never know where the story is going to go and who's going to try something. And I don't feel like I'm evil, but strict, because that's how you kind of have to be for people to take you seriously.
That's my theory on ruling. So I think you have to start out strict. And
so
then when you
boss you around and think that they can get away with stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's better if people start off by going, God, Empress Marianne is horrible. Oh my God, she's deadly. Oh my God, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't screw up. And then a while later, when you say, by the way, there's like free healthcare, they'll go, she's not so bad. But if you do the other way around, then it's a lot worse. So I think you're right in that.
It has to be a balance of strictness and
dungeons.
and care and dungeons.
And dungeons. Healthcare and dungeons.
Yeah, healthcare and dungeons. I think that's a good balance.
It's also a game instead of Dungeons and Dragons. Healthcare and dungeons. So if anyone doesn't call you Your Highness, you make them take a stroll. You throw them outside, then stroll them down to the dungeon and they stay. How long are they staying there for not saying Your Highness?
Oh, just until they apologize, I think. So they acknowledge that they've learned their lesson. But it's a nice dungeon. Okay. It's not like this kind of rat-infested, cold, damp shithole, you know? Yeah, it's not a two-star hotel either. We're not in the Norwegian prison. But you have like a blanket and a bed and you can sit there and reflect on your mistakes and why you would do things. And you have water.
Can they repeat offend? Like, it's not always walking in and out every day apologizing and then continuing on. Like, if I say Mary Duty, I don't know why, but and then I say, oh, sorry, and you're like, right, you're allowed out. I can't just call, like, what happens when I say Mary Duty, you're the best, and then walk off? Just back, like, how
what
often?
What happened then?
Like, if they do it 5 or 10 times, surely you have to.
I like to think that over the hundreds of years that my family has ruled this island, that people would know. But if they would, I don't know, because hypothetically, it hasn't happened yet. So that's kind of what I have to figure out. What happens if people don't learn the lesson that either they would be taken off the island because there is a probability that they would do something more if they are challenging the system and being disrespectful to the Empress, then it has to have consequences. But I think that we don't know what it is yet, or at least I don't know what it is yet after I took over for my parents.
Mm.
That it's something that I have to figure out, that what would be the consequences of somebody
the stern look
separately
kind
yeah,
of
the
stops
stern
that
look.
As well. Yeah.
But they know that they are very aware of me.
I was gonna say, what's the origin story for the country and everything, and how'd you find it? But you were kind of born into ruling. You were born to rule.
I was privileged.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a privilege, you know, that being born into power, if it's some people might feel like it's a burden, you know.
But you don't find it a burden, do you?
No, I don't find it a burden. No. I find it very
great.
It's an honor.
Yeah, to have so much power over people.
Yeah, to have so much power over people, and for people to get people's respect, and not knowing what would happen if people were reoffending and calling me stuff and not having respect.
So I believe you're one of the few people who went straight into like royalty and Stone Castle and everything, which is quite nice. Yeah. So I have to ask, do you have a throne room?
Yes, I do, of course.
And what type of, do you have a throne that you're going to sit on? Like, what type of...
Yeah, it's a really stereotypical wood, like dark wood.
Dark wood,
But it doesn't look very comfortable.
Oh,
but it
why
is.
Don't...
It
oh,
is,
it is comfortable.
But it doesn't look like it because it looks very hard and very... very
no
it has
padding.
There is padding, but it doesn't, when you see it does, and when you see me sit at it sit on it with the dress and everything, because I would like to have a dress in the back and then like pan open in the front with the tights, so I can run and kick people in the face if that's
why are you running and kicking people.
No, it's just my envisioning
hobby?
of this so I will go now into the part. Just give me 2 seconds.
Take 10 seconds.
That was 2 seconds.
There you go. Yeah. You had the laugh down anyway, so you're pretty good. So you have the throne room. Is that throne on a raised platform? You're looking down on people. Yeah.
Yeah,
a couple of steps,
top of a stairs, like 5 steps.
Oh, yeah. Not too big.
Big ones. Yeah.
Oh.
Not too big, but they're pretty big steps. You have to kind of work for it to get up there. Yeah.
Grand. And you do have a dress. What, any colors you're going with, or any color scheme, or is it just whatever dress kind of takes your fancy out of the day?
It's kind of a deep, dark red.
Very royal red, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not red, the top you have on, is it?
Hmm?
That's the
no,
top
it's
you have
burgundy.
On.
This is the one that I have now is burgundy.
Yeah.
Usually I wear a dark red dress, but now I like also burgundy. I like dark colors, but I also sprinkle in the mornings with some beige, like really red. Like egg white.
Yeah. Do you have a crown?
Very small, very, very subtle one. Yeah.
Like a tiara.
Yeah. But it kind of fades into my hair in a way. So it just, when I turn, it sparkles.
Ah, very good. Okay. I have to ask, so I'm going to say there's 10 million people on the island. Is that all right? I'm just giving a round number of population.
Yeah, my island isn't that big.
10 million is fine.
Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah.
I think so.
If you were obviously the boss, you were the empress. Everything you say is law, essentially. But for the boring everyday running of government stuff that you might want to do, I guess I'll give you two choices. Would you rather have your inner circle or your counselor, whatever you want to call them, maybe 10 people that you trust that you decide they're in charge of that, and that's it? Mm-hmm. So there's no voting. Your 10 million citizens can't vote. They are just there. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'll just make point that whatever your decision is on this, your citizens are happy for it. That's why they're living there. They have no problem.
Yes.
Or would you rather, instead of the inner circle, a Senate building? So there's 100 senators and all the citizens can vote for the senators. So they can, they have some bit of power to, like, you know, run the country, but you obviously have the ultimate decision.
Yes.
So would you rather the voting?
Yes, actually, because I really like to hear people's opinions, but if I care about the opinions in that moment, doesn't have anything to do with me wanting to at least give them the impression that they have some power over voting.
What if the citizens vote in 100 senators who are clones of who is awful, the worst?
Oh.
TikToker then you can think of.
Yeah, then I would call in a big meeting and
make a
decision that this is not holding up, this is not up to the standards that we want in this country.
So you abolish the Senate
on this island.
So you abolish the Senate?
Yeah, well, I would do a very thorough evaluation, and then I would tell the people that this is you've been
crap.
You've been fooled and you've not made a good decision as I see it, and we have to do a revote and you can't vote for these people because they are clones of the most shitty people that I have ever met. So
okay.
I would kind of do this veto. Isn't that what you call it?
Veto? Yeah, yeah.
Veto? Yeah, so they say that this is something has happened here that is not good and you have to do it all over again.
So
and
they can, if... yeah, they can vote, but for the people you want them to vote for.
Yeah, but then they would have a great selection of people. Because right. If it was possible for them, you have to have kind of you can't just vote for your neighbor. There has to some process to actually have maybe 1,000 candidates, and you can vote for 100 will be in the council.
So you decide the candidates, and then they can vote out that, and you're not allowed to vote for your neighbor.
No, you can't vote for just a random person, because then we can have somebody could just make it as a joke.
Yeah, so you have all the candidates will be people who live out in the woods and stuff. They're very isolated people, have no neighbors, just to make sure. that's the usual. That's fine. We'll have a lot of loner weirdos doing it. Okay, they will run the country. By the way, is there any rules for people wanting to join your country? So, like, I imagine you're not going to welcome in someone who's a serial killer. You know?
No, but it's hard to be very... to be so particular about that, as we see in other parts of the world. You can't have eyes and ears everywhere.
Yeah.
But every boat that comes to the island is thoroughly checked, and they have to have kind of a good reason to come. And since we're 10 million people plus minus, it's very important to make sure that people are safe, and or if they need something, that it's I don't have so much to do with that, but it has worked pretty well. We have had some incidents, but...
Oh, like what?
Yeah, people that come there to steal and to import things that aren't allowed.
If I'm Frank saying, hi, I'm looking to join Mary Island, I am coming to set up a library that gives out free books to children under 8. I'm married with 2 kids.
We would keep a very strict eye on you if you want to come to our island to do that. To make sure that you are, if you say that, how can I know it's true? How can we know?
Oh, no, I have the funds here. And it's, I actually have 3 shops in Ireland to do the same thing. I like to go to the theatre is a hobby.
Yes.
And I like to play snooker is another hobby of mine. I like to kick cats into dishwashers. And I'm a... I played a banjo. So am I good?
Yeah, everything about cats and dishwashers is...
That's fine.
Well, I don't know. Why would you like to do that?
I mean, it's good for your aim because I play soccer on the weekend, so I'm practicing free kicks. yeah.
Okay, yeah.
40
yeah,
yards, I can hit a cat into a dishwasher.
Start a library. Absolutely.
Okay, do you have a cat?
If I have a cat.
Yeah, can I have your cat?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's my cat. It's
thanks, Rangus. Okay, so Frank's allowed into the country. Good. Yes. What type? Oh, I got through them. By the way, what?
You pay your taxes.
Are taxes high?
They're pretty high, but you have good healthcare.
Healthcare free?
It's not free. You have to pay a little bit for it, but if you break your leg, it's not going to ruin you.
You're not going to get ruined. Education, no. Kind of the same. So, like, are you going to? Yeah.
Okay. Education is very good. We have very good schools here, and we actually have a very good education system.
One of the best in the world.
Yeah.
One you'd say it'd probably be known as like one of the top lists. By the way, what unusual list would your country be top of? So not like, oh, it's best healthcare or whatever. What kind of weird list would Mary Ireland be top of?
Cleanest people.
Cleanest. How would you define cleanest? The people are the cleanest.
Yeah, the people are the cleanest. And they keep a very high standard of cleanliness. Yeah.
Shower every day type person.
We have very good water supply. Mm. And people are, yeah, so we are known for that. Absolutely.
I wonder, is there a list? I'm going to look this up. Cleanest.
And we don't have a homeless problem.
What did you get rid of the homeless?
We didn't get rid of the homeless, but we gave them a shelter. We built shelters for them.
Do you build straight up houses?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm in favor of that, yeah. Oh, hold on. I do have a list of, or do I have to go through each page? I do have a list of the cleanest people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Take time here. Number 14.
Is it very usual?
Mauritius. Cuba is number 9. Spain, number 8. I want to see is Ireland there. Oh, no, wait. Costa Rica is number 9?
I have to decide what's number 9.
Hang on a minute. There we go. Get the computer. One page. Number 14. Okay, we're going down. Number 9. Australia is number 9. Germany is number 8. Iceland is number 6. France is also number 6. Singapore, 5. Oh, no, wait. They mixed this up. Oh, man, what are they doing? Oh, okay. Sorry. Number 4 is Austria. Number 3 is Norway. Pretty poor.
Oh, yeah. Norway.
Need to take a bath. Sweden is number 2 and Switzerland is number 1. Ireland is nowhere.
You mean we are number 1.
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't let me into the house did last time. okay, yeah, so you're number 1 now. Mary Ireland's number 1, taken away from Switzerland.
Yes.
Okay, good. Switzerland's out. I have kind of bad news for you, Your Highness.
Okay.
I'm not sure how this question works, to be honest, but you've been informed by your advisors that there's a scandal going to break out involving you.
Okay. Do you have any details?
People aren't going to be happy. For some reason, I don't. You get to pick what scandal people would find out about. It's a light entertainment podcast, so it can be a kind of fun one, but it's not something that people will want you in jail for the rest of your life, but it'd be something that would reduce your approval rating. You know, at the moment, it's 99.78, but it'll go down to 81%. So quite a sizable bit.
Okay.
So what scandal do you think you'd be involved in?
Oh, that's a good question. Because I did kind of, that I would stop actually building more housing for the homeless because of we are so open for people to come and start libraries here that I had to choose what to cut if it's something for my own benefit. Like building myself a second castle, for example,
which
I had planned. And for that to happen, I had to stop the building of a new part of one of the cities on the island. I had to stop building that.
Well, what
to have the funds to build my new castle.
Ooh, is it a bigger castle?
It's a bigger castle.
Okay, so I think your advisors say, look, you're going to have to face this scandal, Homelessgate. I think the best way to do it is if you went down to the top-rated news program in the country, in Mary Island, and did you ever watch that movie Frost Nixon, where you have the ex-president, he sits down with an interviewer, and they have like a, you know, both two of them sit down in the chair and they just ask tough questions, that sort of.
No, I haven't seen it, but I understand.
It's quite good. Yeah, they think, Your Highness, you should do that and face this. Yeah. So you'd go on, right? You'd,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
And we'll play that. I will play it as Anderson. I will say.
Yep.
Welcome back to tonight's show. Thank you very much, Your Highness, for agreeing to participate. I know you're very busy.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, it's our pleasure as well. Thank you. We do have to discuss the big news, which is Homelessgate. You know, everyone is very shocked by the allegations that came out and the evidence. I guess what I have to ask you is why?
You're asking a very good question, and I've thought about it a lot, that it might seem like I am making a very very uneducated decision,
yes,
prioritizing my own housing over other people's. But what you haven't heard is that for me to build this new castle, I have to move out of my old one. And who's to say that I am not going to repurpose my old castle, which is it's beautiful with stone floor, with the wood floors and stone, and it has a lot of rooms. So while this is happening, my old castle can be kind of repurposed as a substitute for the building of the new homeless shelters that I was in the progress of doing. And people will be then able to actually live with me for a short period of time.
In the old castle.
Yes.
And yes. Then when you have the new castle built, I will move
there, and then my old castle will be now a new, I don't know if we will have a new library there, because the money will go back to the homeless eventually, because we don't have any homeless at the moment, but it's in surge of becoming a bigger problem.
Right.
Finding a good solution, that's what people haven't heard, why this is happening now, this homeless gate, is because people are unaware of my intentions, because there are a lot of people involved in these decision makings. I can't be on top of everything all the time. So it's very important for me to tell you that I am not forgetting about my people and
forgetting about them.
I'm not forgetting about them. I just have to make a decision based on what is the best
for
me at the moment.
Yes. So you are temporarily stopping the homeless building. Building
temporarily.
The okay. Yeah. Now, that's very well and good, but people have said, and they have caught you on tape, that you are cutting the homeless. Now, why are you going out there with sharp knives?
I have been living where I'm living for a long time, and it's not on par with what is needed for this country to develop. And to develop this country in the best possible way, sometimes I have to think about what is needed for me to be in a good headspace to make the best decisions for the people. So at the moment, I've been running this country for a couple of years now after my parents.
Yes.
And they laid down some laws that is now changing a lot based on how the country is developing. Modernizing and all that kind of stuff. So to be able to keep that up for many years to come, some changes needs to be made temporarily so that we can continue on a good path. So doing this temporary stop of this development of this project is very important for me to be able to move so that I can be closer to more of the people.
So,
because where I live now is very far away, so I want to be more on top of things. And to do that, I have to make another place where it's also bigger so that I can be more on top of my rule.
So when you do finish this castle, do you plan to still cut the homeless with a knife, or are you going to stop physically harming them?
You're asking very harsh questions here. I'm not cutting anybody with a knife.
I'm sorry, Your Highness, but I've got you on tape. We can replay that again.
Yes.
I mean, and there are accusations that, you know, you have with the attire you have on, that you are running and drop kicking people in the head with a little knife by your feet. Is that also true?
That is taken a bit out of context.
A little bit out
video.
Of context.
Yes.
What happened in that video? Explain.
No, you don't interrupt me.
Oh, sorry. I won't interrupt again.
In that video.
Okay.
I'm training to be able to also join in the army training later this year. They are having this exercise to.
Are you at a war with the homeless? Is that what you're saying? You're going to war with the homeless?
Not on the homeless, but that was a paid actor that was actually training me, jumping me in an alley. And I was wearing my intimidating attire, and he was paid to jump me. Somebody was sneaking in on this,
who
filming
paid him?
I paid him.
So you set it up, is what you're
saying. I set it up, yes.
You set up the whole
thing.
And
I didn't think that anybody would film this, because it was for my training purposes. And I kicked maybe a little bit too hard, but that was not my intention. But we were practicing kind of how it feels to be jumped by a person in the streets. And he wasn't supposed to look like a homeless person, just this person, random person that was coming in and attacking me. And I was practicing my queen, because I think it's nice to be an empress, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to interrupt there. So what you're saying is you paid someone, you set up this sham of an attack in an alley, and then you thought nobody would film you, so you were trying to do a cover up.
It was for my training purposes. It was not
to
a sham.
Kill the homeless.
That is a lie. I didn't put it up as a sham for people, but somebody was there filming it, and
what has happened to that person? We haven't seen him since. We have not been able to get in contact with the cameraman.
No, I think my head of security took that very personally, because he is very close to me and wants to protect me. So I can't honestly say that I know what happened to the
is
the
he dead?
person that filmed. I don't think so because we don't kill people here.
Is he
but,
maimed?
He might be a little bit maimed.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But not in a way that you would think. We don't want to hurt him, but I think he withstood arrest after.
So emotionally,
incident.
He's traumatized.
Emotionally, I think he's understood that he should really pay attention to the circumstances before he publishes lies.
Okay, so, but by filming the Empress. Okay, and you've promoted your head of security.
He has been head of security for a long time now.
Oh, he's gotten a raise.
He got a little bit of a raise, yes, because he found the person that did this and tried to harm my reputation.
So he harmed him. Okay, that's very good. Do you have any message
You're
for
making a lot of assumptions here. I don't know if I like that.
Should I worry about my own emotional state?
At least you should be a little bit more careful.
That's, you said that, yeah, the tone went a bit down. Okay, we're going to...
I don't like people putting words in my mouth.
And you have a knife in your hand. So, okay, thank you very much. yeah, we're going to move on. Mary, I mean, your dutiness, your Maryness, your highness, thank you very much. And we'll have that documentary about how great you are coming up after the break. Yay.
Yeah, and I would also appreciate that you didn't actually post more of that video. You can have it in this, since this is live and everything,
yes, it is
it's
live.
Okay.
Yeah,
but when you post it, this live recording online, that I would like you to take it out because
take
it's
it out. Okay.
Very,
and you're saying
it's
that
not
live
really
now.
Representative.
You're saying that live now. You're saying I want to continue to cover up. Okay, that's great.
No, I don't want to cover it up. I just don't want it
bury
to
it.
Be spread.
Yeah. Bury it. Okay, bury it. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, no, we're going on a break. Thank you very much. Well done. You really stuck to your guns. Thanks for bringing in the heavy head of security guy who is beating up people.
Yeah, he's pretty intimidating, isn't he?
What's his name?
Yeah. Aaron.
Aaron?
Yes.
Oh, nice name. That doesn't sound... Is that an intimidating name?
No, but it's his birth name.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
He wasn't born intimidating.
No, he was made through the fires of Merry Island.
It is important, you know.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. No, I'm not sure how well that interview went down, to be honest, because you seem to be, I mean, the bit threatening. But that's fine. Come here.
Are we still alive or?
Oh no, no. Anderson has left the studio. He's ran. He's checking on his wife and kids to make sure they're safe.
He should probably get on a boat.
Oh, where would you send him?
I wouldn't send him anywhere. He would send himself because now he's kind of.
You're very much into plausible deniability. Oh, I never said to kill the homeless. I just said that they wouldn't be allowed. Why would you have? Are you actually going to let them stay in your castle with you?
Yes.
Oh, fair enough. Like, yeah. Okay.
But I would be very selective. Because why are people homeless? And how is it? Because we have a very good ground for helping people. Mm. Good system for helping people. So people that are homeless are either people that have been subjected to fires or something has happened to them, their family, that they can't pay their bills. So, and also we have a minor drug problem, I think. I've heard rumors. I have heard that there is some underground drug dens some places, but it's a huge population and it's a huge island. So that's why I'm also moving the castle. I have to be kind of more in the middle of it to understand what's going on because I'm very hands-on. And that's why also the video happened with the kicking, because if I'm going to insert myself into a different and more populated area, I have to be prepared, and instead of setting it up like in a training studio or something, it
you
has
to be out
in
the ground.
I have to be I have to experience the emotions.
Are you working from home or are you going into like an office building, or are you going to be obviously
I want to take Aaron out and walk the streets
on a date
and see what's going on.
What? Hmm? On a date you're taking him out. Okay, that's another.
No, we're not dating. That's inappropriate.
But
he will be out with me. He is usually shadowing me anyway. So if we're going to have a coffee, if somebody films that and says that I'm on a date with my head of security, that's kind of another scandal I have to probably
Is anyone allowed to film the Empress?
Yes, people are allowed to do that, okay. But that's why it was such a huge problem when somebody made it seem like I was kicking homeless people when it was just a training exercise.
It was a training,
for me.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
But
okay.
That interviewer, I've liked him, but now I feel like he's
he a problem?
He's kind of twisting the narrative, so I might actually have to deal with that. But I really want to move because I want to be closer to the people,
right?
In the capital, and it's pretty big, so I'm kind of on the outskirts in this old castle that is not really fitting my profile anymore.
Anymore?
Fits,
are you
like,
kind
for
of
the
outgrown
hundreds
it?
The hundreds of years that my family has ruled from there, the island has kind of the population has grown, the infrastructure has grown, the public transportation has grown, and for me then to be on this kind of medieval castle with this throne room that is very old, I need to kind of up my image, and that's kind of what people are trying to make sure this not happening. Because they are now trying to make it seem like I'm a tyrant that kicks people in the face when I am kicking people in the face, trying to figure out how to protect myself when I want to be more with the people and not feel like I'm a girl that is scared of being followed, even though people aren't really following you.
Just
more confident and being prepared. Yeah.
I just realized as well with the old, because it's an old stone castle, I imagine, and this would be like a reason why you do need to move. I imagine the Wi-Fi is rubbish.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is terrible.
I imagine,
The walls are so thick that if I move from one room to the other, it's blocked. Yeah, I can't even use my printer. It's terrible.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah,
of course, in a way, printers have always sucked, but you know, it's So it's way too old. I love it. But I'm not a medieval empress. You know, it sounds really weird when I say it, but more of this, that's also why I call myself a queen. It's a little bit more progressive, but at the same time, I really want a new place to live because it's cold, it's drafty, it doesn't really keep up with the seasons that well anymore.
Probably don't have radiators.
I also want to go out and kick some ass, actually, if I have to be honest. Because
so now you've got the bloodlust.
Yeah, I want to see if I can be in situations where it's needed, that I can kind of show myself that I want to protect people and also am capable of protecting myself and not being this kind of little girl in a castle far away. And yeah.
Which you think, you actually might kind of know, but because of the, I was going to say stunt work, but the stuff you've done actually, which you think is more fun to do, punch or kick?
Punch. That's why I had to rehearse my kick, you know.
It's more fun to do to punch than
really
kick.
Fast. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have gone kick. It's more fun to do, bro. Like it's not like I'm good at kicking, but yeah.
But you're not me.
No, and I don't intend to be. I'm not. This isn't a coup. So after the break, one of the producers ran up saying, "Sorry, Anderson won't be seen from again. Don't worry, we're putting him on a boat. We are going to make a documentary about you. It's going to be a bit of a propaganda piece, but it's going to be how great you are. Right? Don't worry.
Yeah, no, we don't use the word propaganda here.
No,
I don't like the misinformation. You have to be honest, and that's why I also am trying to also tell people the truth that I have stopped the building of the new shelter.
Yeah,
but it's for the better of the future, you know.
Yeah, it's for their own good.
And being honest about it, not denying it, that pretending it doesn't exist, and that's the thing with propaganda. It's you're twisting the truth. If you say something,
we won't use propaganda. We'll call it like Marianne Formation. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's great. I love that name. That's
Marianne
amazing.
Formation. There you go.
Oh yes, Marianne Formation. Yeah. It's very on brand for me.
Perfect, right? And we want to. Can you give us any fantastical fact about you? It doesn't have to be true, but anything you want us to make sure that people know about you.
Oh yes. I really love gardening. Okay. I really love gardening. I don't know. I know if it's not very fantastic, but since I love also dressing up a lot, that seeing me in a dress and semi high heels in the garden would be the first thing that people expect of me. You know, I don't really like high heels. I think it's overrated. Yeah. And my ass doesn't look that good anyway.
In high heels, but don't put your ass in high heels. Put your feet. it's the first step you're going wrong.
You're funny.
I've just never heard that. I've never heard that. Like, oh, it doesn't work because that's fine. But are you good at gardening?
I'm not very good at gardening, but I love gardening. I don't have a green thumb, but I'm trying. You know, it's kind of a family tradition. I was forced into it at first, but then I started to actually like it.
I mean, well done garden is very good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And I think that in the movie Alice in Wonderland, that the Red Queen has a very nice garden, but she is terrible. I don't cut her head off, people. You know, that's way too far. But her garden is so nice, and I also have people helping me with the gardening. But I really enjoy getting some dirt on my hands and work with nature. So that's gonna be a little bit sad when I build the new castle. It's not gonna have as big of a garden as I have now. But another fact about me is that I, and this might sound really stereotypical, but I really love collecting jewelry.
Okay. The collecting or like wearing. Do you know what I mean?
Collecting.
Yeah,
like wearing them as well, but I can't. I don't know how long it would take me to actually wear all the jewelry that I have, because it's so exciting. I have people around the world that will collect pieces and then send them over if I like them.
Mm. What type of jewelry would you be into?
Like necklaces and belts, like belts made out of different types of materials and stuff, and with the stones and stuff in them. And I was actually thinking when I opened my new castle that I would have this exhibition and show people, because people love looking at pretty things, and that's why I love jewelry so much, is because it's so pretty, and it also helps the economy of this country.
Bit of tourism type of thing.
Exactly, because you see London in England, the crown jewels, and I really want us to have something like that. And my ancestors also had a lot of jewelry, and also see if, and when I sell pieces, that it boosts the economy as well.
And if you have a nice garden, especially on a nice day, if you're down by Mexico, it's gonna be glorious sunshine. If you have whatever tables or marquees up with all jewelry in it, that's a fantastic day out, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
What would you go with, gold or silver, if you were getting something?
Oh, I like both. But in the sun, the gold is just the most beautiful.
Really? That sparkle, kind of just it looks nice.
Yeah, really sparkly and shiny, and I get the, I feel like what is it called? It's this bird that loves shiny things and that collects.
Oh,
things.
Magpie.
I feel a little
is
bit
it?
Like that.
Is
yeah,
it
magpie.
Magpie?
Yeah.
I feel like a dodo.
I'm a Mary Pie.
Mary Pie, yes. Oh my God, are people starting to call you Mary Pie? Are they okay calling you Mary Pie? That could be your brand.
It's my face, but it's fine. It's a cute thing, because it's an honest thing. I want to be honest with people about that. Of course, it's an expensive hobby that I have, but in the end, it will actually, when the collection is big enough, the tourism will be amazing.
And there's a bit of national pride to it. You could call it. You could name the brand of jewelry, especially if you're like, we should start making our own jewelry here, right? You could call the brand name Mary Pie.
That would be great.
That's not bad, is it?
I don't know if people would think about it as pie, as in pie that you eat, but you know, it doesn't really matter. I'm trying to be an empress of the people, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, no, that's a good answer. I like that. I presume you're banning things such as murder, right?
Of course. Who doesn't ban murder?
That's just, I need to make sure. Some of your questions have led, you know, to some confusion. But
I know, because it's a little bit about living in that castle, that I have this, that I feel like I am trapped
medieval,
in the past, where it was, and it kind of affects me a little bit. And that's also why I really have to move, because sometimes...
I'm glad you didn't say that on the interview. So you're haunted.
Yeah, I'm a bit, okay. But that is also why it's important. But as people are, you know, spilling tea and stuff on different platforms, I'm trying to figure out how to do this thing, because it's hard when people are scrutinizing your every move, I need to move to
you just
get
need
rid
to get
of
out
that.
Of there.
I need to get out of there. Even though it's beautiful, it's really cool, but I feel like I'm stuck in the past, if you understand.
By the way, just quickly, the new castle is going to be a stone castle, but just not as old stone. Is that it?
Yeah, it's gonna be more brick than these big old stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm pretty sure, and usually there's kind of a first in each one of these episodes, but I'm pretty sure you're the first guest on the podcast that has moved into a house and then went, geez, I need to get out of here. This is awful. Everyone else has picked the house and went, yep, I'm happy with that. You went.
But I already felt in the beginning of this that I was starting to make up a more medieval world when I want to be in the now.
You want to be in the
because
now.
Because who the fuck knows about healthcare in that time? You know, we need, and also interviews and TV and live stream. It has to evolve from
me you need having to modernize.
Because when I write about magic, and I write about in a time where there's no cell phones and there's no internet, and to adapt to that kind of mindset it has to be progressive in my head.
In this world now, there is no magic, Renton. There's nothing. This is a modern time world. That's fine. You can troll out if you want. But what seemingly mundane thing is banned in your country? Something that you wouldn't expect to be banned at somewhere else, maybe.
Umbrellas. Umbrellas are banned.
Really? You don't like umbrellas?
Yeah. I don't like umbrellas.
Why?
Because they can be used as a weapon, for the first and foremost, and they are disruptive to people. People have been poking their eyes out, and it's not that necessary because it doesn't rain that often here, and the sun, you can like a difference between an umbrella and a parasol, for example. Parasols are much bigger, and you can't carry them around with you. You have to kind of set it up, and that it makes people more calm when they can't walk around when it's too hot or it's raining. That it kind of keeps people a little bit under, not control, but just banning umbrellas.
Do you dislike umbrellas back in Oslo? No, you're fine with umbrellas.
This is
in
my
general.
Character. Hey.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just want to make sure. Sometimes, you know, it's like a pet peeve, and you're like, why'd you have? Okay, so you Empress Marianne.
Yes.
Fuck umbrellas.
Yeah, fuck umbrellas.
Okay, and what happens? There is a little that drug problem that you introduced for some reason into the country. The underground system. The way they're paying for the drugs is by bootleg or what do you call it when you bring in, not bootleg, but they're illegally importing umbrellas now.
Smuggling.
Smuggling, that's the word. So what happens to those people?
I like that. I am Norwegian speaker and you speak that you. I like that. Yeah. It's come to my attention, but they're very sneaky. Very sneaky umbrella people. It's probably those, you know, and I think one of the things that happened was that people used actually umbrellas to pack drugs in on some point. But that's one of the reasons why umbrellas are banned.
How would you pack?
Now they had to. Have you seen an umbrella?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can fold them, and then they have this metal bar in the middle. So if you put the drugs around the umbrella stem and pack it in aluminium foil, it looks like it's just a very thick stem of the umbrella. Yeah. So and then you fold it, and then you know, and
it rains.
General,
cocaine. You just pull it out.
You know, yeah, get a good photo op, but you know, it's...
Yeah, it looks, that'd be a cool photo. But
We're working on that. We're working on the drug problem, finding out where it origins, because we have tabs on all the ships that comes and goes, I think. But now I'm starting to think that maybe somebody is coming from the mainlands and bringing stuff.
Yeah.
There was in another country, I don't remember, I think it was Norway, that somebody had actually mounted on the outside bottom of a boat, so you have to dive and get the drugs off the boat. And I think that's something that is happening here, because it was all over the news that could happen in a small harbor in a very safe country as in Norway. So why can't it happen here? So we are looking into this. So my head of security, Aaron, he's trying to mobilize now a task force to check that out. It's immense, immense work.
He does have bad news for you. He asked you not to go into the throne room because there was a crime scene set up. As you know, I don't know how many homeless people are now living in the castle. I don't know how many we decided, but late in the night, we found one of the cleaners went in just to make sure, or the security guards, and found an umbrella left on your throne.
What?
Yeah, there's no suspects.
What color?
Bright, very bright yellow.
Do you know what yellow means?
It means
the island.
Pee.
That is such a. I don't know what to say. That is really disrespectful.
I would ask you to sit down, but it's. I mean.
I feel really attacked.
Yeah. So
did you mean P in the letter or P as in actual P?
The actual P. The yeah.
So they are they're using symbolism against me.
Against you, yeah. Throne. Yeah, on your birthday as well. I mean, the worst time birthday. To do it, yeah.
Okay, so Aaron is coming telling me this.
Yeah.
And I will go in and I will see it for myself because...
Don't!
You don't think I should?
Honestly, it's you know what? I don't think you should because some people try to say, well, maybe it's just a parasol, but it's a very small umbrella. It's actually the one you put on your head. Do you know the one you little strap?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
It's a yellow head umbrella?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that it's somebody that lives with me now?
I think it's one of the homeless. And by the way, I appreciate it. I just want to say, just for this podcast, just get out of this scene. This podcast does not in any way want to denigrate or antagonize the homeless community. This
absolutely
is just fictional.
Not.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Not. Absolutely not.
Back into the podcast. The fucking homeless did it. But we don't know who. You let in 100 people to stay here.
It can't be that person can't be categorized as homeless because they have a home with me.
Farmer, temporarily in the castle with you.
Yes.
Farmer.
But why would they do that? I took them into my home and I let them with me. And of course, we don't eat together, but they have also, they can go into the garden and sit under the parasols.
Yeah.
That's the closest thing you get to an umbrella. Why would they then and that has to be a black market umbrella.
Oh, definitely. Where is she?
It's not possible
to
get anything. And how could it get? Like, aren't they usually with the different colors? I've never seen a yellow one. That must have taken.
He colored
some
it in.
Skill.
Yeah, he colored the rest of it in. It was
really
it was,
with
yeah.
Sharpie or something.
Oh, with the highlighter. A lot of highlighter. So this was. It took hours.
This was premeditated. This was a project. But what do you think they're? What do you think they want to say? I need to figure out.
I think. Because it's an umbrella that's put on your head and it's the color of pee and they put on your throne, they're calling you Emperor Pisshead. It's classic psychological warfare.
Dare they?
Yeah.
Do you think this is a this must be some kind of rebellion?
Oh, it's definitely.
It can't
it's
just
fermenting.
Be one person. Do you know anything about this?
Are you accusing Aaron?
Yeah.
No. Why would I do it? I just beat up some cameraman for you.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to
don't get
out
paranoid.
You have to, but I'm getting paranoid because
I'm
trying to be nice.
Don't panic in these situations. Look, I'll round up all the 100 former homeless.
It's an umbrella.
Here. Yeah.
Somebody painted like colored yellow. I've never been this stressed about.
This
something
is
like
the
that.
Worst day of your administration so far.
Yeah, because I feel that this must be the beginning of something big.
Think you're going to have to start knifing whoever's living in here, apart from me. But yeah. People are coming in. Are you kicking them all out? Do you want us to kick them out? We haven't done anything.
I kind
with them
of
yet.
Want to, but I feel that I should rather just remove myself from the situation. Maybe I should find somewhere else to stay. Because if I kick them out of the castle, then
you can't let them win.
Huge news story. I can't. No, I can't do that.
No,
I don't want to. I can't remove the situation in that way, but I can remove myself very, very
well. Part of the new castle would probably be done by now, so you could move in there, just make it as if, oh, well, I'm just testing out, you know, the Wi-Fi there. And
that's a great idea.
Now, see,
yeah, that's a great idea. I think they might have actually finished one of the rooms in the new one.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I might do that, and then we can just make up this story about that. The Wi-Fi. I had to test the Wi-Fi.
Just test
the
Wi-Fi.
That's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People understand that. Okay.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
You're leaving the old castle. You're not fleeing. We're not going to have any words like that.
I'm just taking
a
couple of
days
to check. Yes. Yeah.
In the meantime,
so right. Yeah.
We'll. Do you want us to blockade? Do you want us to lock in the former homeless that are in the old castle and start interviewing? Like really crack some backs. Break some skulls, shave some toes.
It sounds a little bit too harsh off the bat, but I think interviews would be nice. But,
okay.
But don't let them go outside.
Nobody's allowed out. Okay.
It's a little bit like it's not a murder investigation, but they're trying to murder my reputation and trying to send me a message that I really don't appreciate, and I don't want this to escalate. So. And luckily, there's so bad Wi-Fi that they can't contact anybody.
Yeah.
So,
they're not going to be able to contact the outside world.
Just stay for a couple of days and just let them be interviewed and just figure out that if they don't want to talk, if they don't know anything, then maybe talk to the alchemist. I like to call him the alchemist, but he is a doctor.
He's a doctor. Okay, he's a fully licensed.
If he has something that can help the investigation.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. You've gone through tough couple hours.
Yes, this is terrible.
Do you want some good news? Do you want some good, easy questions, good news, stuff like that?
Yeah.
That might be needed.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
First thing is Newcastle's Wi-Fi is pretty good. 5G. Working away fine. Yeah, no, it's quite great. Good.
That's amazing to
hear. I normally ask at some point someone, what's their favorite movie franchise? I'm not gonna ask you that because of the fact that a lot of us went over last year and watched the Lord of the Rings marathon on the one sitting. Did I ever tell you I have the One Ring? I got that in a challenge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So you get a email. Straight away, get an email working away.
When the Wi-Fi is working.
It is from New Line Cinema. I think they were the ones who did. Yeah, so they are making a Lord of the Rings. Who was your favorite character in Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Aragorn.
Aragorn, yeah, they're making a prequel about Aragorn. They would love... If you would just a cameo, right? We appreciate you're very busy.
Anything, busy. Yeah.
Would you play yourself or do you think you'd play a character?
Oh, I would love to play myself, but it depends on what character they're offering me.
But that thing, we're kind of, it's only, so basically the scene where we're thinking of including you in is, this is just moments, I guess, before Fellowship of the Ring, so we've de-aged Viggo. He's up for it. You remember the bit in Lord of the Rings, the hobbits go into Bree, they go into the pub,
yes,
and that's where they meet Strider, which is actually Aragorn. We would just want to film that scene before they show up, when Aragorn comes into the pub. So do you have any idea, would you like to play someone who works there or someone who's just there?
I would like to be a tavern girl in Bree that has lost something, that needs his help, that he has to have this whole side quest of finding this thing, if it's maybe a child or some heerloom or something
we'll play it by ear. Oh, heirloom because of the jewelry. Yeah, that might be nice. Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll do is thanks for letting us film this bit here. We're just gonna go action and do this role play scene. I'll get into character. Now I'm already in it. I have Aragorn in my back pocket. Action. We have Aragorn coming in to the opening the door of the pub and go on.
I am running from person to person and asking if they have heard anything about somebody coming in with something that is very that they want to sell. That is very rare and important. And I'm asking people that have you seen this? There was an older man that stole this thing, and I'm looking for him. So I'm running around to everybody, and nobody wants to have anything to do with me.
Okay.
Then I see this rugged, handsome man coming through the door, just shaking water.
It's the slow motion doors opening.
Opening the eyes slowly, looking at me.
Yeah.
I stop in my tracks and I look at him and I feel that this is the person that can help me. And I run over to him and I almost crash into him because somebody's trying to trip me. I don't know why people don't really like me that much. Maybe I'm labeled as a hysteric woman, but I ask him if he will be the one to help me.
Anything,
please can you help me? I'm in such big trouble. Somebody has stolen something important to me.
Okay I was gonna say, oh my god. What do you need, my lady?
I just need somebody that can track a person for me.
And then I of course I'm smirking, saying I guess I can track somebody. Tell me everything you know. What do you need?
I was in my living room and my parents just died a week ago.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
When's
thank
the funeral? Much, I'd love to show up for the wake.
Yeah, it is in 2 days from now.
Okay. Tell me
this. It's about 5 minutes walk from this tavern.
Okay.
And
I
heard a crash in the
was that your parents?
Kitchen.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, probably my parents' ghosts. Oh, my God.
No, I thought it was her body's
I am
fault.
So stressed.
Okay.
I am so sad. I'm in such dire need.
Okay, calm down. Calm down.
And then I heard a crash from the kitchen because I was in the living room crying because of the heartache. And and then I remembered that, oh, no, in the kitchen there are family heirloom, which is this very expensive necklace that is very, very old. It's laying on the kitchen counter in this beautiful right. box. And I remembered that. And I ran to see who was in the kitchen. And then it was gone. And I saw outside the window, I saw somebody. And there was an old man with a beard that was turning to me and smiling and running away.
He was an old bearded guy with a grin. Did he have a wizard's hat on him?
Maybe he did. I didn't see because my eyes were so blurry from my tears, from my sorrow and despair.
Okay.
He might actually have had a pointy hat, yes.
Okay, come with me and I grab you by the arm. But like in a forceful but very gentlemanly way. You know, just grab by yes. the, yeah. As in, let's get over here to
and
the
I
corner.
Feel oddly aroused by that.
Oh, right. Okay.
In my Strider, confusion.
Okay, Strider sits down in the corner and he's like, okay. The fire looks nice there. Okay, I have to sit here and wait. Okay, who do you think would have done that? Do you have any known enemies? People seem to trip you a lot when we were walking over.
My dad had an uncle that okay. did not like that we inherited his family heirloom. And he might have taken it, but it might also have been my mom's daughter's friend.
Her
she
mom's
has very many weird
friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Or maybe somebody put on a fake beard. I didn't see it through the rain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm actually really busy. I'm waiting for four hobbits. I can't really help. But if you want to go...
Do you think the hobbits might have done it? Like two hobbits in a coat?
Standing up. I don't think they've reached here yet. I think at least Gandalf, the old
beards?
Wizard that I... What? No. No.
Do they?
Okay. No, they're young.
Do they like shiny things?
Who doesn't, I guess? You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's yeah. true. But will you help me later then, when you've met these hobbits?
I might be a bit busy, to be honest. Wait. Were they wearing all black?
Yes, I think so. Black or dark blue.
Okay, the Nazgul are notoriously confused by jewelry, so they might have thought they were stealing the One Ring.
Do you think so?
Do you know what the Nazgul are?
My family. What?
Do you know what the Nazgul are?
I think I've heard rumors, yes. Aren't they the dark black riders?
That seems very... You seem to know a lot about world history.
I know, I'm just a maiden in distress.
You are in distress.
Yes.
But, you know, don't put yourself down.
But I can... If you will sit there exactly as you do,
yeah.
smoking your pipe and... Yeah.
Do you want me to take off another button off the shirt?
Can I then sit right over here and just look at you for a minute?
Yeah, why not? Do you want to...
Just in a non-creepy stalker way?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm trying to. Yeah. I mean, do you want to have something to eat with me?
I would love that.
Grapes.
I am so sad. So if you can handle me in my terror, and my
oh my god, Arno's coming off creepy. Yeah, no. If you have grapes or anything, I have a drink. You know.
Yes, I would.
Cheer
love
up.
That.
Give a nudge. You know.
Oh yes, I am
right.
Cheered now. Yes.
Do you need a hug?
I would love a hug.
Big embrace.
You smell like horse, but that's okay.
I haven't been to a whorehouse in months. I have. Sorry, that's ruined Aragorn. No. The horse has traveled far and wide.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I like it though. It's musky. It's very.
Do you want to go on a horse ride later?
I would love that if you are not too busy with those hobbits of yours.
I know. Fuck them. You seem great. What's your name?
My name is. My parents gave me a really weird name.
Oh,
I don't want
weird.
To tell you. I don't want to tell you. So you can just call me Mary Pie.
Mary Pie. Mary yes. Pie. What a lovely name.
Thank you.
It shines brightly. And gives a
bright,
big,
like
big
a diamond.
Like a diamond. This is great. This turned into a rom com. Oh shit, they're over there and they notoriously don't like tavern girls, and then pushes you out of camera shot, so that's what you don't see in the extended edition recording.
Yeah, because I went to sit over there
and just
looking at him
yeah.
And in a non-creepy stalker way.
No, that's why there's, if you notice closely for anyone listening, in the extended edition there's a bowl of grapes on Strider's table.
That's true.
Canon. Yay, well done.
I'm just so I have not been focusing on the bowl of grapes, to be honest.
I was trying to think of something that's romantic food. Or yeah, sexy
actually
food for
feeding
Aragorn.
Each other grapes are very stereotypical, but who yeah. does that? People that want to recreate cinema moments, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Caesar and Cleopatra or something with it.
That's
with
something
the
like that. I thought, like, oh, maybe I was either thinking that or Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. I was like, do you want him to like take yeah. off a few buttons and just lie back? Yeah. Just
as long as it's not small cherry tomatoes, I'm good.
No, no, these are it's actually a watermelon.
Yeah, but you know, reference to the scene with the, oh, what's his name? Oh, damn, the dad of Boromir and Faramir.
Oh God, yes,
yeah, him, yeah. Hey, reference.
That's good. I completely missed that.
Like a, just coming like all yeah. the inside yeah. of a. I go.
Denethor is next.
Denethor,
to us.
Yes, Denethor,
and he's yeah. like with the eating them, going, oh, she yeah. could have been with me.
We could done this kind of sensory. Doing
have you ever
just
done,
eating
do
tomatoes
that.
Do you think
oh sorry
like that listening to this being like yeah eat that tomato down.
No this is getting the fuck is going on here.
You know you've unlocked my brain now
there
I'm just
go,
like
yeah.
so many things
yeah.
we could do
should we yeah. write this together.
Let's do it. I can be the, yeah, let's write this kind of erotic novel thing about Aragorn and this tavern girl in distress that is actually a secret agent or something out to like spy on him or something.
Do you know how no that's probably already a genre. Do you know how a lot of movies will take something like Winnie the Pooh and then they'll be like, oh, we'll make it a horror. Should we
yeah,
take
especially
a
now
horror...
when Disney doesn't own Winnie the Pooh anymore,
but should we take a horror like Human Centipede and make it
And make like a what is it called? This
sensory rom com. Just
sensory rom com. Yeah.
You have
I'm
to change
so
it a bit. There need to be a couple of changes, but
yeah, but whatever. Yeah. If we don't get any rights infringement, that would be cool.
Yeah, just do it
because
as an audio
I love doing this voice work and
just
stuff.
Do it as an audio
definitely.
Play.
Definitely yes.
The human.
Okay, but now
pie.
we can talk more about that.
Okay,
later.
yeah, that's later. So, okay, back to what the fuck am I doing? Well done. Good.
Yeah.
Good origin
this
story.
This was fun.
Okay, I've good news for you, Paul. Your finance guy.
Yes. Oh, Paul.
Yeah. Hi there, Your
Give
Highness.
Give me some good news.
I have good news for you. We have loads of money.
We do.
Now, yeah, and
how?
To be honest, the country's going well. The jewelry, the Mary Pie right. brand is strong.
People are paying their taxes on time.
They are paying their taxes on time. Amazing. You know.
Oh, people.
So. Because of mm-hmm. that, the people have a request. They would love to use that money and go, look, we want to, I know you have a castle. I know you have a second castle. I know the name of the capital is named after you and the
yes.
country and everything. But we want to build you a monument or something that we can name
I was just about to
you.
Say, do you want to build me a statue? Perfect. I've thought about it for years, but I just thought that it was very, very egocentrical. But if they want to do it, that would be so cool.
I'll let you in a bit of a secret that people have been saying around town. They mm-hmm. have been thinking about asking you for years because they were a little bit, and if I dare say the word, annoyed
really?
That you were too humble to build it yourself because you could.
Aww.
So they were like, I wish Your Highness was just a bit more egocentric. So yeah,
Aww.
Can we build you a statue?
I would love that. It would be an honor to me.
This is the best day of my life. We don't really have ideas like what type of... So we're building a statue of you.
As long as it's not me kicking somebody in the face, I'm happy with anything.
Do you want to kick something bad? Do you want to kick an umbrella?
Maybe a dragon.
Or a dragon.
I know
dragon.
Dragons are extinct, but
yeah.
But you know, it's... I know that would probably be too much. Don't you think that would be too much?
Oh, no, we build this out of stone. Do you remember like the... No, wait, was it...
Can we... Oh...
Do you know the Colossus of Rhodes?
Yeah.
We do something like that? Like it'll be in the harbor.
Oh yes, that would be lovely. Like the Little Mermaid statue in Denmark in the harbor. That would
is
be amazing.
I didn't know that one.
Yes,
there
is.
Yeah. What's
Thank
it called?
I don't, the Little Mermaid statue in Denmark. I don't know where it is. I don't think it's in Copenhagen.
Oh, I see it here. Oh yeah, yes. But we're gonna build you a big one, right? This is going to
a bigger one? I'm so humbled. I'm so thankful. This is an honor to me that somebody thought of this. And
like,
yeah,
we were kind of thinking 330 meters.
That big?
Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
Oh,
like
maybe is it how big of a height difference is it between the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, we'll check the Statue of Liberty. So I was thinking
Yes.
if we did the dragon, then on one side of the bay we could have the dragon looking all intense, and
Yes, yeah.
then you on the other side, and are you left footed or right footed?
I am a right-footed
So
or
if you're
right-handed, yeah.
right footed, then your right foot could be coming up to kick him, and that'll be like a kind of like not a bridge that people would walk over, but
Yeah,
just
but
like an
that would be
arch,
cool.
right?
Oh, but bridge, so people can stand on my foot. You know, a lot of people like
Oh,
feet, so
look, imagine that
think
as a
about
photo shot.
that. The world's biggest foot.
It's 100, its Statue of Liberty is 151 feet, 46 meters. It's 151 feet. So
Oh.
yeah, something between that and the Eiffel Tower, around that
Yeah.
too. Yeah,
Oh,
you
that would
happy
be
with
very
that?
cool. But are they sure they want to do this instead of, you know, the homeless shelter thing?
I mean, can we please, and if I am ever allowed, may I speak freely, Your Highness?
Yes, you may speak.
May we please for once do something for you?
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Yay! I'll
I
tell the
am.
media.
Yes, tell the media that
Yeah.
this was completely took me completely off guard, and I am so honored and humbled by this request, and I say deeply appreciative thank you to everybody who stand behind this project.
Can you imagine the sun shining down on the sparkly water? Because the water is good around that harbour and bay and
Oh,
everything.
yes.
And then the gold in your tiara crown thing sparkling in the sun as you super
I
kick a dragon in the head.
in my long blonde hair. Oh my gosh. I can envision it. How long do you think it will take to build?
Oh, we are getting everyone on this, so this is going to be this will be done soon. Now, do you want us to get the dragon up first, or you?
The dragon first, because then you
Yeah.
can kind of see the proportions.
Done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. We
Yeah.
will work that. That's no problem. We'll get
I'm
on
getting a
that. That is, yeah,
dragon.
it's gonna cost 100 billion. That's fine, right?
Yes,
That's, I
yes,
mean,
yes.
we're
If we
okay with
have
it. We have loads of
it.
money. We have the
If we
money.
have enough money for that, and we won't
Yeah.
take a huge hit by it, then yes, of course. And you can take the stone from anywhere, or and if it could be like some pieces of it be gold plated.
Oh yeah. But no,
Yeah.
tastefully like stone
Like the
and gold, we were
necklace and the
thinking.
tiara and yeah. And maybe my fingernails and toenails and stuff.
Yeah, I
Think
think
about
we'll
that in the sun. Oh my gosh.
touch it up with
That'd be
nice
great.
sparkly, not solid
Yeah.
gold or not solid stone,
Yeah.
but yeah,
Yes.
fantastic.
Yeah. Make
We
sure that it gives a lot of shade in the place you put it, because it's really, really hot here.
Oh God,
In the summer. And
yeah.
since we're not allowed to have umbrellas, as you
No,
know,
God,
then
no,
it's
are you kidding
good.
me?
But yeah, make it huge so that it would be shadow on nice parts of the city.
Oh,
Yeah.
this will be
It's a great
fantastic.
idea.
Okay,
Yes.
Paul is running off there. Aaron is going to come in with some bad news.
Okay.
So hello, Your Highness.
Hi.
I have a bit of bad news. No, I do have good news. There's going to be bad news first, but there is good news. Okay. We are after filing a coup attempt.
What?
Yeah, there was actually plans. The people in the old castle, they actually had plans drawn out to remove you. Bam, out the door. Now we've caught them.
Like permanently? What?
Yeah, well, they
Okay,
were just
okay.
going to put you on a boat and ship you off to
How do they
Antarctica.
expect to be able to do that?
Middle of the night, they thought you'd run into the throne room and
They were gonna
they'd grab
kidnap
you.
me?
Yeah. So
What?
what do you want us to do with them? They're all kidnapped. They're all kidnapped, but they're all caught. That's fine. What would you like to do? Would
All
we?
of them? All of the 10? Or 20, 15? I don't know. I don't remember how
Oh, there were
many
so
I
many. Yeah, we
did
couldn't
there.
even count. I think there was 50.
All of them?
Every single one of them were in it, as
Was
was
it because of the
Anderson.
Wi-Fi? Was it because they didn't have Wi-Fi?
It was because of the Wi-Fi, and they couldn't see the interview, and Anderson was also involved.
What?
Yeah, he wasn't happy with
I
your
kind of
answers.
understand the Wi-Fi issue, but they didn't have to go that far.
No.
I feel assaulted. I took them into my home and gave them food from my table, and then they do this. How did you find out?
They had written down everything because they had no Wi-Fi, so they couldn't text each other, so they had to write
So
all these notes.
they sent like in
Letters.
school, they sent letters. I thought you locked them up in different rooms, but if
Oh
it
no,
was
we
so
just had them
many,
in the
maybe they were.
castle, and
You let them go free. Okay. Yeah.
No. In the castle.
That
they're
kind
the
of
castle.
What I said. I said just lock them in the castle. I didn't say specifically lock each and every one in each and each.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Where are they now? Are they in
They're in the castle, but they're all chained up. Hogtied. They're all hogtied to the on the floor. Yeah.
Okay. Are they in pain?
They are. Yes, they are. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. We don't have to
do
anything about that urgently, but what do we do with them? This has never happened before. I have no idea how to feel about this.
Onto a ship straight to Antarctica. Good luck. Enjoy the cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe to Tulum. I've heard that in Tulum, it's very very unstable right now.
Where's Tulum?
Tulum. It's on the coast of Mexico.
Okay, we're shipping them to Mexico. I'll get on the phone to Mexico and say, "Do us a favor."
Because I don't think that they deserve for us to actually ship them that far and spend a lot of my statue money. The money of the country and spend that on shipping them all the way to Antarctica when we can just ship them to the mainland and see how they deal with that there. There's no castles for them there.
I think we can do that. We will go straight to Mexico with them. I'll tell Mexico that hey, do us a favor here. You know, we'll maybe do a deal on jewels in the future or something like that. We'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Just a little bit of transactional deal there, because we can't have them here. Because if this ideology of if this idea has spread, I'm not really safe anymore. We need to figure out if anybody had any Wi-Fi. Or any 5G.
God, if it got out.
Or 4G, or God forbid, 3G.
Fucking animals.
To get any of this information out, because I haven't even spoken to them. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, thank God you were out of the old castle.
Yeah, but if I were kinder to them and actually spoke with them, they wouldn't feel so isolated. I don't know.
Your Highness, we had seen they had gathered a collection of umbrellas to beat you with.
No.
See?
I don't want the front page of the magazine saying that I was stabbed to death by umbrellas. That would be the end of me. Literally the end of me.
Your Highness, these weren't those type of umbrellas. These were bubble umbrellas. Do you know the bubble umbrellas? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones. The worst type of umbrella.
How do they get them? We need to get to the bottom of all of this, or I'm not gonna be able to sleep.
Hey. There's a documentary about the building of your statue. You stay there in the new castle. Wi-Fi's great, so you'll be able to stream it. I'll go deal with them. That's fine. Now,
Do you have to make a statement? Do I have to like go out and say that
I'd say we keep this. Nobody knows. They were locked in the castle. You did good there, so that's
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This,
So, but what if they have family that wonder where they are? Are they going to storm the old castle, or what do you think
the family are strong enough? No.
Put guards outside?
We'll put guards outside and
pretend that there's an outbreak of a deadly disease like COVID-19.
Yes. COVID-19 has hit. Yes, the castle.
Yeah, and it has been deforming into something that is like a hypervirus or something. Mm-hmm. We can make it seem like it's from The Last of Us, the series that
there was an umbrella found and that's what brought it in. We'll get people fearful of umbrellas. Okay, yes, that's good.
Yes, great.
Aaron is going to leave. Now there's a knock on the door again. It's Paul.
Paul.
Hey, Your Highness. Hey.
Do you have any good news for me?
Oh.
No, don't say that. Paul. Okay, tell me. I'm ready. What do you want to say to me?
Remember I said there was like 100 million in surplus in your finances?
Yes.
Yeah, it turns out, and by the way, I'm just going to make this quick because I'm on holiday in a few minutes. I'm going to Croatia for 4 weeks. But there was actually a minus sign in front of it. So we were actually a minus 100 billion. And now we're after spending another 100 billion. So the International Monetary Fund is kind of saying, hey, you're broke. We might have to come in and take over. So I thought you might need to figure out how to make money quick. Now,
do I have to sell all of my necklaces? All of my jewelry? Do you think that would do anything?
It could bring in a bit, yeah, if you're promising, like, from now on, any jewelry we sell.
I think I spoke too soon. I don't want to do that. I want to part with my babies.
Thanks anyway, Your Highness. I'm going to go on holiday.
No. You can't just dump this on me.
What? I'm on. Oh, he leaves. So, just, I'm your advisor now again in your head. What's she going to do? Just sell the jewelries? Sell the crown jewels?
I don't want to sell the jewelry.
No.
I don't want to... What...
Aragorn is in the corner shaking his head. Beagle is just...
No. But how did this happen?
Paul forgot that there was a minus sign in front of the balance sheet.
So just, okay. Okay, Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron, hello. can you follow Paul and make sure that he does not leave to Croatia for 4 weeks?
Him and his 5 kids?
Yes.
Okay, am I holding the 5 kids?
Down to my dungeon and I will deal with them there.
Okay. Yes. There, what's 5 octoblets? No, 6 tuplets?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Okay.
Just get him down there and I will deal with it.
Okay. I'm putting them all down there. Okay.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, the statue is built on. It looks great.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks very nice.
Looks very nice. You might maybe charge a bit of entrance fee for a while.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe,
yeah.
To go on the bridge. To go on the bridge.
To go on the bridge. I think so. And then we can do like bungee jumping from it.
Oh yeah, Paul is the first one.
People have to pay for that, and then we will do some boat cruises, and we will give tours of my old castle, and can we make it so that it will be like a hotel resort with a garden?
Ooh.
And also I will sell off my least favorite of my jewelry on an auction tomorrow.
Yes.
So set that up for me. And I will also have to talk with Paul by any means necessary to figure out how this happened.
Mm.
And we will resume the building of the homeless shelter, but it will now be a hotel so that we can earn money. It will be a hotel and invite all the billionaires that you have the contact information. And we will have a huge party where we will make sure that they leave with a little bit less money and jewelry than they came.
Nice. Okay, good.
Can you do that?
Now,
okay,
I will do all that. That's all good. I also just quickly checked up. The Eiffel Tower makes, very quickly, so I could be wrong, but it makes nearly 90 million a year. So you could easily say that thing is making 100 million easy, right?
Yeah.
So,
just copy their way of doing
couple
it.
Of years and you're fine. Okay.
Yes.
What I'm going to ask, the last question, because at some point, like, a lot of things have been thrown your way. A lot of challenges.
Yes.
At some point, you're going to want to decide, look, I've done my duty. I'm going to announce an heir.
Yes.
And I'm just curious who you'd announce. The only thing I'd say on this is you have to pick someone who is alive now. It can't be like, oh, I would pick my great-great-grandson in the future. It'd have to be
somebody that actually
right
exists.
Right now, yeah. But it can be anyone in the world who you would say, people of Merry Island, I'm stepping down. They all cry, of course. And then...
Tom Holland.
Ooh, you went right straight Tom Holland.
Seems like a great guy with a level head, and he's dating Zendaya, so she will be the queen or empress.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that they would do a great job. They seem really cool young people that will understand the times, I think.
So they would take your new castle. What are you going to do? Are you going to stay on the island or are you leaving?
I'm going to make another castle. A little cottage castle in the woods with maybe 15 servants, I think. Yeah.
What happened to Paul, do you think?
I think Paul
died. You were going to say died. You were going to say died.
No, I was
going
to say he took a long extended paid vacation without his kids, which is now working for me.
For you in the cottage.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Because I had to take them under my wing because on their dad's and mom's vacation, they...
Oh, no, the mother was dead
for
years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was a single father.
Their possible stepmother
he
went on the trip with because he did not want his kids to come because he had an affair or he was dating this woman.
He was a bad man.
Yeah, he was a really bad man. So he just left them and he fell off a cliff
Croatia, was
Canada.
It? Oh,
Croatia,
oh, Jesus,
yes.
Yeah. You send him to Canada, even though
there
Croatia.
There are so nice mountains in Canada. It's so many opportunities to just fall off cliffs. So he went there and he fell off a cliff and he dragged his girlfriend with him. So I was
Jesus.
Why did you kill her? I did not kill anybody.
Okay,
they fell off a cliff. It was a bear. I've heard there's a lot of... Yeah, the bear, it ran to them and it He'd rather fall off a cliff than to be eaten by a bear. And I understand that. I would do the same thing.
The
so
same.
Paul is
yeah,
he sacrificed
his
himself
girlfriend.
For And his girlfriend, yeah, he probably pushed her first because he was a terrible human being that was able to crash almost our entire economy. But I was so sad to tell his kids this, so I took them under my wing, and now they are cooking amazing meals for me and all my guests. So, and I think Tom and Zendaya is doing a great, great job.
Paul is also my oldest
taking
brother.
Over because this was too much for me, the scandal, and now I have a statue, and it's a big job to have a statue. I'll tell you.
I'm just a bit curious. Are you bringing Aaron along? Is he going to be your longtime faithful assistant, bodyguard?
Oh yes, Aaron. He is. I think he's trustworthy.
Yeah.
Unless he proves otherwise, that he will be by my
side.
You're
a bit suspicious about him, aren't you?
I'm not suspicious about him. I'm suspicious about some other people, but that is a story for another time.
Fair enough. Okay.
But Aaron has proven his loyalty to me. So unless he's the one that, do you think he did the umbrella thing?
I mean, he never mentioned them ever again.
Mm.
But yeah, thank you, Marion, for being Empress. You can no longer be Empress now.
No,
that is it. Yeah, it's gone.
No.
It's done. It's done. Finished.
Oh my gosh, this tapped into things. It's as we talked about that I am very this kind of people pleaser. So this was fun for me to tap into some kind of very two-sided person that wants to be good. It's like being a Slytherin and a Hufflepuff at the same time.
Yeah. I hope it comes out on this podcast that I could notice the change in tone at some questions.
Yes.
Like,
isn't that a nice and what is it called? Faceted character,
yes.
The different sides and different thoughts that you want to be good so much and you want to have this fantasy, but then reality is actually striking. It's
and striking
you
actually
you and
have to be strict beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at least you got a massive statue out of it. So,
yes, at least I got a massive statue.
Castles.
In the end, I also had a cottage, but then I had to give up my throne because I was so overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed.
I mean, at some point, you're going to give up power to someone. So they were good choices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where do people find you online?
I'm on Instagram at Marianne with two N's. So it's not Mary with an Y, but an I. Marianne.Lindbeck with a CK. So you can probably just check the description of the episode with my handle if you want to follow my journey as a potato in the entertainment industry.
the funny thing is, we've been chatting before this starts. So I get the context out. People will be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
We talked about it. I'm an actress, and I also do a little bit of modeling, and I'm an acting teacher. I'm a voice actor. I do kind of a lot. That's why I'm a potato. If I'm a...
Yeah.
I can be... I almost
a potato can do a lot. Is that what you're
a potato
at?
Can do a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I also do... I write theater plays and scripts, and I also do design, and I produce. I do everything. So if you want to see what I'm up to, then you can go follow me over there. I'm not really on TikTok or anything, so Instagram is kind of the golden goose of the insights into my life.
Yay. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
It
was so much fun.
Thank you. I had fun too. And thank you to anyone who listens or everyone who listens.
Yes.
Tyrant and Training Podcast, I guess, is on like Blue Sky Treads. X. It might be on.
I don't know. Rate
Twitter.
This podcast to maybe get more of me.
Ooh,
I would love to come back.
Yes. Oh, we can do a different universe. I'll do a different universe. You're a leader.
Oh, yeah, something in space.
I have an idea for that. I might.
Okay. Let's not. Okay. tune in for the next episode.
There could be a space team
of Tyrant in Training.
Do you? I don't have an outro for this, so I'll say, do you have any advice to your citizens as you leave? You're going on your boat you're going into your new cottage.
I'm going on my carriage into my
third
cabin.
Yeah.
Yes. And I would say, be kind to each other. Don't be too hard on yourself. And remember to drink a lot of water. And use sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, very good. Okay, there you go. Isn't it like minus 20 or something over there in Oslo right now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.